Clue number one for Andy Mossack. Ooh, can we track him down? We've had a pretty good year. It's been a very good year. It's like Sinatra was on, isn't it? But a lot of travel. I'm hoping that when Andy gets back from this latest trip, we can hopefully get him back on one next week or the week after, and we can have sort of a year in review, because he's bound to have a bit of time off. You know, even Andy needs a holiday. So it'd be nice to do like a year in review with him, because he's been some amazing places for you and I. And, you know, because I haven't been there. I don't know about you. But it's really, really good. So fingers crossed. First clue in a second. If you missed it, I tweeted it out. At Dame Edith Evans, Michelle Rue Jr.'s Awful Night Menu. You got to try it, lads. Coming up then tonight, after 11, where in the world is Andy Mossack? International travel ace, roving reporter for the best part of, I'd say, 12 to 15 years now. He's been a fixture on this here show, giving us plenty of places on the to-visit list when you wave the passport in the air. Here is clue number one for tonight's location. First time I've seen this, bear with me. This city was originally called Fort Gatlin, but in 1857 it was renamed after a Shakespearean character from As You Like It. But in 1971 it won worldwide fame when Disney chose it as the location for his second theme park. Well, there's two in the States, isn't there, Disney's? There's one in California, one in Florida. Fort Gatlin, renamed for a character from As You Like It. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. Smack the like button on that. Drop me a line. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? I think he might be Florida. Could be. No idea. 81333RUSS. Hi, Colin in Bournemouth. Good evening, Colin. Good evening, Russell. Another cracking show. Excellent. What are you listening to? It's probably been on about 45 minutes. Oh, it's Andy's. You're going straight for Orlando. Okay. Well, now you say it. Now you say it. Why didn't I see it? Oh, every time I do this, don't I? You get to it straight before me. You're going for Orlando. Rocket and Sue, hello. You're going for Orlando. Pam in Louth, you're going for Orlando as well. Well, I feel a fool. I don't mind telling you. Paul in Swindon. Good evening, Paul. Good evening, Swindon. Is Andy in Orlando? You go on the big list. I suppose we'll find out. I can't see it being anything else, to be honest. Ooh, this is it. Last clue before the man in question is here after 11 o'clock. Clue number two. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Thank you for all the leads. We're firmly going for Orlando. Let's see if this confirms. I haven't seen this again. I'll reply. Another, I think we're right. Another reason for this destination's popularity is its warm weather climate all year long, marshy wetlands called the Everglades, and over 100 lakes. No wonder it's often nicknamed the alligator capital of the world. I think you've nailed it. I think we're well on for Orlando. Surely we're right, yes? I think we've plumped. Reach out, grab the passport, and buy the big Toblerone. It's time to ask the big question. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? It's been a terrific year, I have to say, with Andy. He's covered an awful lot of miles. He's been here, there, and absolutely everywhere. And you have been terrific. We've not failed, I don't think, at any point. You were very quick with the clues tonight, so without further ado, good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack. Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy, Russ. All okay?
All is fine. All the better for hearing your voice somewhere beautiful.
Ditto. I hear you've got a bit of a cold snap.
Just a touch of one, mate. Just a touch down to, what, about minus four tonight, potentially? minus 10 in the countryside?
Goodness me. Well, it's 27 degrees here, so I can't complain.
Well, sometimes that just makes me sick. Now, let us get to the question of where you are. Immediately, a big weight of public opinion. Everything came back. Orlando.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Orlando, the theme park capital of the world. Yep. But I must say, you know, I'm actually in a place called Kissimmee, which is directly next door to Orlando. And I kind of given it for Orlando because no one would really know of Kissimmee. But it is literally a neighbor. And it takes like 12 minutes to drive into Orlando. So right next door. So it's great. Central Florida.
Okay. Now, here is the always the question. You are never nowhere for no reason. No, nothing. So why are you there?
Well, it's always been an interest for me to look at what's available for tourism all around the world. And obviously, Orlando is, you know, famed for theme parks. But Kissimmee is such an interesting place because it's, as I said, it's right next door. And I sort of say, well, is there anything to do in Orlando other than theme parks? And Kissimmee sort of said to us, yeah, you know, you've got to come and explore here because we've got other things to do which are not theme parks. But if you do want the theme parks, we're literally next door. So it makes sense because you get more for your money. So it's a bit of a top tip here to start with. If anyone's thinking of going to Florida, there is a lot more money in just thinking about where your dollar goes, you know, because the exchange rate is pretty tight at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I got a rental at a place called Eagle Trace at Reunion, and it's self-catering, and it's a condominium. And nearby is a water park and there's golf, but it took me 12 minutes to drive to Disney. And so it's really, you know, it's a kind of a nice little, as you call it, a little back turn to try and dodge the hotels right in the town of where the theme parks are.
Well, actually, you raised an interesting point here because it's worth remembering if anybody is planning any trips to the States, and even though times are tough and for all the other reasons, there are still obviously millions of people up in the air at any particular moment flying here, there and everywhere. It's always worth bearing in mind, I've got to ask this question, is Florida like Vegas in this regard, that when you get the rate to check into a hotel, especially a big one, there's also a little something called like a resort tax that gets added on. And some of those can be like $30 a night resort tax.
Yeah, there is. That's right. That's right. There is always something that's gonna get you. And it could be just added tax. Whenever you buy anything, there's tax to add too. And there's tips. Don't forget those. So, yeah, there are things to do. But I was exploring outside of the theme parks where to go. And I got some doozies here, some really nice ones.
Oh, go on, lead on. Where have you been? What have you been looking at, Andy?
I got in a car because you need to get a car, obviously. But literally like a 30-minute drive away from Orlando is the Winter Park area, which is really lovely. It's part of the historic part of the area, and all the top, like the business tycoons from New York and Washington, they went down to Winter Park for the winter to escape the northern weather. So it's a beautiful place. It's got a lovely lake, Buena Vista. It's got boat trips on there. There's a sidewalk art festival in this place. Winter Park is really lovely. Artisan shops. Rollins College is here, so it's a student town. So it's got a great vibe to it. So it's a great place to go to. And then we took another half an hour out, went to the Everglades, and went to a place called Wild Florida. And it's, you know, it's an animal park. It's got plenty of alligators everywhere, a drive-through safari, and an airboat ride. I took this airboat ride. You've ever been on one of those?
I have not, but I imagine it. I'd be worried that my autumn-winter hairpiece would fly off, Andy. if I was on this. But I mean, did you feel a bit Don Johnson? Did you feel a bit cool as can be on this thing?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was with a guy called Captain Mike, who's get on this airboat, and it flies through across the swamp. You know, really fantastic. You're wearing ear mufflers because the propeller makes a hell of a noise, but you're literally going through near alligators. There's kind of wild birds everywhere, and believe it or not, he showed us some cows that wander into the swamp just to munch on some swamp grass, and like kind of body deep in water.
Wow.
They don't seem to mind, but it's great. And then again, another half an hour back towards Orlando, there's Disney Springs, which is really interesting place because it's shopping and dining entertainment district. And it's got places like the House of Blues there and the Cirque du Soleil. It's not having to pay for it, because it's interesting because it's just a place you go for entertainment. So it's still got that Disney magic dust, but there's no entrance fee to pay, which is quite cool, I think. But walking around there, you've got Disney devotees. I love it. It's like a parallel universe, Russ. You're walking around this place and there's people with wearing mouse ears and Disney t-shirts and all this kind of stuff. It's so funny. It's so funny. But if you want to hang out there, that's quite a nice place with a nice nightlife. That's pretty good.
Well, you've got to also say, Andy, you've got to say as well that the money that they're saving on entry fees for the big park, they can spend on the Mickey Mouse ears.
Well, you could do, yeah, I know. But full disclosure here, I did go to Universal Studios, all right? I had to, because it's been a long time. And the most extraordinary thing right now is this thing with large-scale virtual reality rides. I mean, it's just unbelievable, because you're sitting in these simulator seats, and you've got this massive projection screen in front of you, all around you, actually, of this virtual reality. So, I was a Minion for a while, then I was a Simpsons, and then I was a Transformer, there's an amazing actor called the Jason Bourne Stuntacular, which is like a... It's a cross. I promise you, it's a cross between a movie and a theatre performance. So you got this guy's actors, but behind them, they've got this whole virtual reality projection. So it looks like they're literally taking part in a movie in front of your eyes. So absolutely extraordinary. So, yeah, the technology has moved on quite a lot now. It's good. But I must say one more thing, I if I've got time.
Of course you have, go for it.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, I went out, because the good thing about being in Central Florida is to get to the beach is only like an hour's drive away. So we had our time in Central Florida, and then I moved across to the East Coast, an hour's drive away, went to Kennedy Space Center.
Oh, yes.
Right? I've always wanted to be an astronaut. Who hasn't? And just walking around these giant rockets, it's called the Rocket Garden, absolutely amazing. NASA launch sites. There's the Atlantic Space Shuttle, the original one that's there. The whole of it is there just as a kind of an attraction to go and see. It's just really something else. And then you can have lunch in a cafe literally underneath a Saturn V rocket. It's the biggest, tallest, and most powerful rocket ever built. And it's sort of hanging above your head. And it went... This is the one that took the Apollo guys to the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this is the real deal, Liz.
It's huge. Oh, it's just really quite unbelievable. And then you kind of look at all the equipment they used on the lunar surface and... just hanging out with space stuff is pretty cool. And then now, where I am at the moment is literally on the intracoastal waterway. I'm in a place called Smyrna Beach, New Smyrna Beach. Really lovely, laid back beach community, surfer dudes, artists,
hipsters.
Second oldest city in Florida. It's less hipsters, probably more surfer dude, I'd say.
Right, okay.
But it's a pretty cool place, yeah. And I went kayaking today with two guys, Bob and Jim, on the Indian River. I tell you what, it was great. Got a kayak, And we rescued a trapped ibis bird on a discarded fishing line. And I just watched this guy just go out, save the bird, because, you know, otherwise if he'd left it, it would have perished. But these guys cut him off, you know, got him out, and just set him free. And it was a really lovely moment. So I wanted sort of a shout out to Bob and Jim, because they were good guys. They're doing a great job. Yeah, so having fun, mate.
You've done Florida without giving too much money to the big parks. You've saved an ibis. You've had dinner under a rocket, and a fairly standard week for you then.
Well, that's it. Plus the pelicans and the dolphins, which we said hello to too. So that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Awesome.
Not a bad week's work.
That's pretty nice. But you know, interesting. The big takeaway is you can do Florida for less money than the youth might think that you need to do it.
Yeah, I think you've just got to be penny wise, as they say, and look at ways that you can save on it and still have a great time, because it's not all just about, you know, Disney World. There's plenty of other things to do.
There's more stuff to do. That is absolutely fantastic, Andy. That is lovely. You have a terrific time for the rest of your time. When are we chatting to you again?
Next week, if that's all right, sir.
Next week, it'll be
next Friday, yeah.
We'll have a chat next Friday. Andy, you take care of yourself.
You too. See you guys.
Off he goes. Live in Florida for us. Plenty of options.